The ultronic medium hypothesis, a mechanical foundation wave-based model of reality. On the ontology of the ultronic medium, a conceptual companion to the UMH framework by Andrew Dodge. Abstract, the ultronic medium hypothesis proposes a unified physical framework in which all observable phenomena, particles, fields, forces, and time, emerge as structured strain patterns within a continuous medium. This companion paper explores the ontological implications of that model, focusing on how UMH redefines the concepts of matter, space, energy, and information. We examine the historical context of medium-based physics, contrast UMH with quantum field theory and general relativity, and discuss what it means to say we are waves in space. This work is intended as a conceptual bridge for theorists, philosophers, and experimentalists engaging with UMH for the first time. Introduction. This paper serves as a conceptual companion to the ultronic medium hypothesis, a proposed mechanical framework for physics in which all known forces and particles emerge from a structured, vibrating medium. While the main UMH paper presents the mathematical derivation and simulation-based validation of this model, the current work is not concerned with proofs. Its purpose is philosophical, to explore the ontological shift that follows the UMH framework. At the heart of UMH is a bold yet simple idea that there is no such thing as matter in the traditional sense. What we call particles, energy, charge, and even time are not fundamental entities, but stable, dynamic patterns in a continuous medium. This paper aims to guide the reader through that shift in thinking, from seeing space as a backdrop to seeing it as the fabric of reality. This shift is not merely semantic. It calls for a reinterpretation of physics, identity, measurement, and even existence itself. Not through new equations, but through new understanding of what existing might really mean. Since the earliest days of human thought, we have tried to reduce the complexity of nature to a few fundamental ingredients. The ancient Greeks imagined the universe as composed of four elemental substances: earth, water, air, and fire. These were not just physical elements, but symbolic categories of transformation and interaction, a first attempt to unify the vast diversity of experience into a coherent ontology. As science matured, this elemental model gave way to chemical atoms, then to subatomic particles, and eventually to the standard model of particle physics, a finely tuned inventory of quarks, leptons, bosons, and force carriers. While the standard model has proven astonishingly successful at describing interactions, it leaves unanswered a deeper question. What are these particles made of? Quantum field theory sidesteps this by proposing that particles are excitations of invisible fields spread across an otherwise empty vacuum. But this too is conceptually strange. The universe becomes a void sprinkled with mathematical abstractions, fields that fluctuate, collapse, and entangle in ways we cannot visualize. Matter, in this view, is mostly nothing. The table beneath your hands is 99.999, and yet this vacuum teems with unexplained constants, quantum noise, and geometrically defined fields. Could it be that we have circled back to something ancient? That all things are not emptiness plus abstraction, but patterns within a real, continuous substrate? The ultronic medium hypothesis, UMH, picks up that thread. It proposes a single, structured medium, tensioned and vibrating, whose wave dynamics give rise to all the phenomena we interpret as particles, forces, and time. In doing so, it revives the ancient dream of a unified physical substance, but grounds it in the language of mechanical wave theory, tensor calculus, and relativistic physics. Far from being a radical departure, UMH may be a return to a more natural intuition, that something real fills the cosmos, and that all things are simply expressions of how it moves. Section 1. We are not made of stuff in space. We are the fabric of space, in motion. There is no separate matter. All things are emergent patterns in the medium. Just as fish live their entire lives immersed in water, unaware of the medium that sustains them, so too do we move, think, and exist within a medium we do not see. We don't question it, because it has always been there, supporting light, gravity, matter, and time itself. We call it space. But under the ultronic medium hypothesis, UMH, it is not emptiness. It is everything. There is a single equation that captures this profound reality. C equals square root of TU divided by PU. This deceptively simple expression tells us that the speed of light, c, is not a cosmic mystery. It is determined by the properties of the medium, its tension, tu, and its density, pu. Just as the speed of sound is governed by the elasticity and mass of air, the speed of light reflects the structure of the space we inhabit. It's not abstract, it's mechanical. In UMH, energy is vibration. Mass is internal oscillation, a persistent tug of the medium. Gravity is a strain in its structure. Magnetism, a twisting wave in its tension. These are not arbitrary forces, they are of a single, coherent substance. And the universe hasn't kept this secret. It echoes through the macroscopic world around us, in the way sound travels, in the spiral of tornadoes, in the way waves bounce and refract in water, even in centripetal force, the way spinning things fight the curve of their motion. Imagine sliding a heavy ball along the surface of a taut trampoline, but instead of a straight line, you give it a spin so it curves. As it bends, the trampoline fabric stretches inward, pulling the ball back toward the center of its arc. That inward pull is the trampoline's resistance to being deformed, a restoring force caused by the medium itself. In physics, we call that centripetal force. It's not some mysterious external tug. It's the medium's effort to straighten out the curvature you've imposed. Not a mathematical abstraction, but a real mechanical response of the medium. Now imagine that medium is space itself, and that everything we see, light, mass, energy, charge, is just a manifestation of waves spinning and stretching within it. The radical idea may not be that the universe is a medium, but that we ever thought it wasn't. Section 2. Understanding E equals mc squared in the ultronic medium. The equation E equals mc squared is one of the most famous in science, but its true meaning is often misunderstood. It tells us that mass and energy are the same thing, that matter can be turned into energy and energy into matter. But what does that really mean? In the ultronic medium hypothesis, UMH, this equation isn't just a mathematical coincidence. It's a direct result of how the universe functions. Under UMH, there is no such thing as solid stuff in the way we usually imagine it. What we call mass is really just energy, but not energy flying through space. It's energy trapped in place, vibrating internally in a tight, stable loop within the medium. Think of it like a tiny whirlpool or spinning knot in a stretched sheet. It's not made of anything else. It is the movement itself. That vibration tugs on the surrounding medium, and the faster and tighter it vibrates, the more energy it has, which we experience as mass. Einstein may not have realized it at the time, but his equation perfectly reflects this. The energy stored in a piece of mass comes from how intensely it's vibrating and how much the medium resists those vibrations. The c squared in the equation, the speed of light squared, acts like a conversion factor. It connects how tension and density in the medium determine the relationship between motion and resistance, between wave and mass. This is also why mass can be converted into energy, like in nuclear reactions. And energy can create mass, like in particle accelerators. They are simply two forms of the same thing. One is energy moving freely through the medium, like light, and the other is energy caught in a loop, vibrating inward, creating what we call matter. So when you look at a rock, a tree, or your own hand, what you're really seeing is energy curled in on itself, held in place by the tension of space itself. Section 3. How the medium becomes reality. If everything is just structured motion within the medium, how does that give rise to the variety and stability of the world we experience? UMH proposes that particles, fields, and even time are not separate entities, but emergent properties of vibration and strain within a continuous medium. Waves that localize become particles. Waves that curve and confine themselves creates mass. Waves that compress cause gravity. Patterns that persist become memory, and perhaps identity. At every scale, what we observe as matter, energy, and force are simply different behaviors of one unified substrate, and fundamentally the same as principles we see at every layer of reality. What makes more sense that these patterns exist because they work and mimic the underpinnings of reality, or that at different levels reality obeys different rules? What we call mass is just a stable vibration trapped in place within the medium. It's not a thing. It's a persistent oscillation that tugs on the medium from within. The more intense or complex the vibration, the more the medium resists changes in motion. That resistance is what we experience as mass. Inertia is the medium's built-in resistance to sudden change. When something vibrates or moves through it, the medium pushes back against abrupt shifts. This makes it harder to accelerate or decelerate wave patterns, especially those with strong internal oscillation, i.e., mass. Inertia is the memory of the medium pushing for smooth, continuous motion. Energy is the motion of patterns through the medium. A ripple, a pulse, a vibration, all are energy in transit. Whether it's light flying freely or a particle vibrating in place, it's all just structured movement. Gravity is not a force that pulls, it's a bending of the medium. When energy or mass distorts the tension in the surrounding medium, it creates a gradient. Other wave patterns then follow the slope of that deformation, just like marbles roll toward a dip in a stretched rubber sheet. When a wave packet spins or curves, the medium resists the sideways pull. It tries to restore the wave to a straight, linear path. That restoring force is what we call centripetal force. It's not imaginary. It's a real mechanical effect of tension in the medium pulling back on curved motion. Electric and magnetic fields arise when wave patterns twist or spin as they move. This rotation, like a screw turning through wood, creates the effects we associate with charge, current, and magnetism. A twist in the medium is what we perceive as magnetic field lines. Time is not separate from motion. It's how we count change. In UMH, time is measured by how many oscillations a pattern has undergone. Each wave cycle is a tick of the universal clock, built into the medium itself. Light is a wave traveling through the medium at the speed determined by its tension and density. It's the simplest possible vibration, massless, constant, and beautifully consistent. A ripple of pure structure. Electrons, quarks, and other particles are not little spheres. They're stable, self-reinforcing wave patterns. Like standing waves on a drumhead, they form only when conditions are just right. Their properties come from how they spin, twist, and maintain shape within the medium. Temperature is how much microscopic motion is happening within the medium. Heat is just disordered vibration. When energy spreads chaotically, we call it entropy. Thermodynamic laws arise naturally from the behavior of the medium when it's disturbed, strained, or allowed to relax, just like sound spreads through a heated metal rod or ripples dissipate in water. Section 4, mass motion and the self-sustaining wave. In the ultronic medium hypothesis, mass is not an object but a self-sustaining pattern of motion, a localized oscillation within the medium. Unlike a particle moving through a fluid, which creates turbulence or resistance, a wave in a homogeneous tensioned medium travels without losing energy or leaving a wake. Why? Because the medium itself reinforces the motion. This is the key insight. The medium is not resisting the vibration. It is enabling it. The internal oscillation of a wave packet sets up standing strain patterns in the medium, and those strains in turn feed energy back into the oscillation. This feedback loop allows the vibration to sustain itself, much like a well-tuned musical note resonating in a drumhead. Mass, in this view, is the measure of how deeply a wave packet is coupled to the surrounding medium. The more it tugs at the medium as it oscillates, the more inertia it displays, resisting changes in motion, but not resisting motion itself. In a perfectly uniform medium, there is no friction, no turbulence, and no decay. Motion, once started, continues. That is why waves travel freely, and why the internal motion we call mass does not burn out. Still, the presence of an oscillating wave does deform the surrounding medium. That deformation does not oppose the oscillation, but rather radiates outward as curvature, what we interpret as gravitational influence. The medium's tension adjusts locally to accommodate the strain of oscillation, curving space without absorbing energy. This view also reshapes how we interpret one of the most puzzling quantum experiments, the double slit experiment. When a photon, or any quantum particle, passes through two slits, it behaves as if it travels both paths simultaneously. Under UMH, this is not a paradox. The particle is a wave structure in the medium, and the medium allows that wave to spread and interfere with itself. The particle only appears particle-like when localized, such as during detection. Until then, it is a non-local, extended oscillation pattern. The interference pattern that forms is a direct consequence of the medium's ability to support coherent waveforms through both paths at once, reinforcing and canceling in predictable ways. There is no need to invoke multiple realities or abstract collapse. What we see is simply the medium doing what it does best, propagating structured motion, sustaining vibration, and guiding coherent patterns through space and time. Section 5, Wave Interaction, Force, and the Foundations of Quantum Fields. In the ultronic medium hypothesis, UMH, all particles are fundamentally wave structures within a single tensioned medium. Their behaviors, motion, mass, charge, even identity, emerge from how they oscillate, twist, and interact with nearby waveforms. One of the most essential behaviors in physics is interaction. Some particles attract, others repel. In quantum field theory, QFT, this is described in terms of fields exchanging virtual particles. But under UMH, these interactions are mechanical. They come from how waveforms in the medium align, interfere, or resist overlap. When two wave patterns are in sync, meaning their oscillations reinforce each other, they tend to cohere. They combine more easily, move together, or stabilize into a larger pattern. This is the mechanical basis of attraction. It's constructive interference in a dynamic, three-dimensional medium. But when wave patterns are out of sync, oscillating at opposing phases, or generating strain in conflicting directions, they resist combination. The medium cannot resolve the tension without increasing energy, so the waves deflect, repel, or destabilize. This is the root of repulsion, destructive interference, and tension mismatch. In quantum field theory, interactions occur when particles exchange energy and momentum through fields. UMH gives this a physical foundation. These are the medium's strain responses to overlapping, twisting, and vibrating waveforms. The interference patterns define what we call forces. This also explains why only certain waveforms, particles, can combine. The medium only supports stable configurations when the combined strain fits its underlying tension structure. In this view, the rules of quantum behavior, why particles behave statistically, why only certain combinations form bound states, arise not from randomness, but from the mechanical reality of waves trying to coexist in the same space. Section 6, Entanglement, Uncertainty, Constants, and Entropy. In traditional quantum mechanics, entanglement appears mysterious. Two particles seem to influence each other instantaneously across vast distances. Under the ultronic medium hypothesis, UMH, this is not a magical connection, but a shared structure. Entangled waveforms are not two separate entities, but parts of a single, extended vibration within the medium. Their behavior remains correlated because they remain phase-locked across a continuous tension network. No information is traveling faster than light. Rather, the medium itself contains the coherence that spans both regions. What we perceive as non-locality is simply the underlying unity of the medium expressing itself. Entanglement is like ripples on opposite sides of a still pond. Though they appear separate, they're part of the same wave moving through the water. The Heisenberg uncertainty principle tells us we cannot know both a particle's position and momentum exactly. In UMH, this arises naturally from the wave nature of all things. A wave, tightly localized in space, requires a wide range of frequencies, leading to uncertainty in momentum. Conversely, a wave with a well-defined momentum must be spread out in space. These limits are not mystical, they are mechanical. The uncertainty principle simply reflects the resolution constraints of a vibrating medium. Like trying to measure a wave crest with a ruler, we find that precision comes at a cost elsewhere. Why are the laws of physics the same everywhere? Why do constants like the speed of light, s constant, and the fine structure constant have the values they do? UMH answers this by showing that these constants are not arbitrary. They emerge from the structural properties of the medium itself. The speed of light is set by the tension and density of the medium. Planck's constant may reflect the minimum action of oscillation permitted by the medium's structure. These constants are not decorations, they are mechanical fingerprints. If the medium had different properties, the universe would play a different tune. Entropy is often described as disorder, but under UMH, it is better seen as the medium seeking equilibrium. When wave energy is concentrated, highly ordered, or localized, it is unstable in the long term. the medium naturally spreads and disperses energy through interference, scattering, and relaxation of strain. This is entropy, the redistribution of wave energy across the medium. The second law of thermodynamics emerges not from statistics, but from the medium's mechanical tendency to relieve stress and flatten gradients. The universe moves from intense oscillation to broad resonance, not by decay, but by design. Section 7. Symmetry and conservation laws in the medium. In modern physics, symmetry is deeply linked to conservation. Noether's theorem tells us that for every symmetry in nature, there is a corresponding conserved quantity. Translational symmetry leads to conservation of momentum, rotational symmetry gives rise to conservation of angular momentum, and so on. Under the ultronic medium hypothesis, UMH, these symmetries are not imposed externally. They are embedded in the very structure of the medium. Conservation laws emerge because the medium respects certain invariant behaviors across space and time. It does not arbitrarily change tension, density, or propagation unless acted upon in a coherent way. These mechanical symmetries of the medium are the origin of the physical laws we observe. Momentum, energy, and angular momentum are not abstract quantities. They are measures of how structure and motion are preserved within the medium. They reflect how wave patterns maintain coherence, phase relationships, and strain balance. Conservation laws are not bookkeeping. They are the grammar of vibration in a real structured space. In this view, the deep order of physics arises not from symmetry as a principle, but from the consistency of the medium as a physical entity. The universe holds its laws because the medium holds its shape. Section 8. Cosmic puzzles, reframed. Dark energy, dark matter, and black holes. The ultronic medium hypothesis, UMH, reinterprets many of the universe's great mysteries, not as evidence of invisible particles or abstract fields, but as mechanical consequences of the medium's behavior under extreme conditions. In this view, the phenomena we call dark energy, dark matter, and black holes may emerge naturally from the dynamics of strain, coherence, and collapse in the medium itself. In standard cosmology, dark energy is invoked to explain the apparent acceleration of cosmic expansion. But under UMH, this acceleration is not due to expanding space or a repulsive energy field. Instead, it arises mechanically, as a consequence of how waves interact with an evolving medium. Over cosmological timescales, gradual relaxation of the medium's tension can alter wave phase and wavelength, producing redshift without requiring space to stretch or invoking any form of dark energy. In this view, dark energy does not exist. The observed effect is a visible signature of how the medium dissipates ancient strain, an echo of past deformation, not a present force. Likewise, the universe is not expanding in UMH. Rather, it is the medium's wave structure that evolves, subtly affecting how energy travels across vast distances. Dark matter appears to exert gravitational pull, yet it does not emit or interact with light. In UMH, this is expected if dark matter consists of coherent waveforms that do not couple to the twisting or oscillating modes required for electromagnetism. These wave structures may be real, persistent strains within the medium, undetectable by radiation, but entirely capable of distorting local tension and density, producing gravitational curvature. In this view, dark matter is not exotic. It is a silent but stable waveform, an unseen deformation of the medium. UMH also provides a mechanical view of black holes. When a wave structure becomes so concentrated that its strain on the medium exceeds the medium's ability to recover, the surrounding region collapses. Light can no longer escape, not because time or space stop, but because the medium's internal tension reaches saturation, halting the ability to propagate new waves outward. The event horizon marks the point beyond which the medium's tension has been so compressed that it can no longer transmit oscillation in an outward direction. The singularity is not a mathematical point of infinite curvature, but a region where the medium's internal structure transitions or breaks down, perhaps into a new phase altogether. These puzzles, dark energy, dark matter, and black holes, are often seen as evidence of gaps in our understanding. UMH suggests that they are not gaps in reality, but signs that we have misinterpreted effects of the medium's behavior as properties of invisible substances. A unified medium provides a simpler, coherent framework. The cosmos does not hide its structure, it reveals it through waves. Section 9, redshift and fine structure as medium effects. In conventional cosmology, redshift is typically interpreted as the stretching of light waves due to the expansion of space itself. But under the ultronic medium hypothesis, UMH, redshift has a more grounded mechanical explanation. Light propagates as a tension wave within the medium, and over vast intergalactic distances, cumulative strain, tension gradients, or slow structural evolution of the medium can lead to a stretching of the wave's frequency. This results in redshift, not because space is expanding, but because the medium's properties subtly alter how waves propagate through it over time and distance. This interpretation gains further support from observed variations in the fine structure constant across cosmological scales. If the medium's tension or density evolves ever so slightly over billions of light years, it would naturally shift the apparent values of constants like the fine structure constant, alpha, which governs the spacing of atomic spectral lines. Rather than seeing these variations as inconsistencies or noise, UMH suggests they are fingerprints of the medium's large-scale state, providing a consistent explanation for both redshift and the apparent drift in fundamental constants. Section 10, the cosmic microwave background as a medium signature. The cosmic microwave background, CMB, is usually described as the faint afterglow of the Big Bang, residual radiation from when the universe cooled enough for atoms to form, releasing photons that have been traveling ever since. But in the ultronic medium hypothesis, UMH, a fundamentally different explanation emerges. The CMB is not leftover light from a primordial explosion, but a natural resonance of the medium itself. Every real medium has natural frequencies, standing wave modes that arise from its tension, density, and geometry. In this view, the CMB is a low-level, persistent background vibration of the ultronic medium, excited not by an initial singularity, but by intrinsic wave dynamics and boundary conditions. It is not a distant echo in time, but a standing hum in space. This model explains the extraordinary uniformity of the CMB. It is not light arriving from a specific event, but the baseline oscillatory state of the medium itself, resonating across the cosmos. Slight anisotropies in the CMB then reflect local variations in tension, curvature, or structure, not thermal fluctuations from early matter clumping, but mechanical signatures of strain in the underlying medium. While traditional cosmology requires inflation and a hot early phase to explain CMB features, UMH reproduces them directly through wave mechanics. The so-called origin event becomes unnecessary. What observers interpret as an expanding relic of a Big Bang is, under UMH, the vibrational ground state of a continuous and eternal medium. Thus, UMH does not refute the Big Bang as a historical idea. It simply renders it unnecessary. The observed structure of the CMB is not evidence of a beginning, but of a vast, coherent, and resonant medium that has always been in motion. Section 11, clarifying the foundations of physics. As with every great step forward in physics, we do not discard what came before. We refine it. Each theory, each equation, each experiment has given us deeper insight into how the universe works. The ultronic medium hypothesis, UMH, brings us to a fundamentally new level of understanding. It offers not just explanations for what we observe, but a roadmap to explore what was previously out of reach. With this framework, we are empowered to ask anew, is the universe truly expanding? How old is it, really? And what does it even mean to ask, what lies beyond space, if space itself is the substrate of reality? Under UMH, these questions shift because space is not an empty backdrop. Space, the medium, it is reality itself. What is this medium? We know how it behaves, its laws, its structure, its symmetry. It is not a fluid, not a metaphor, not a field in the quantum sense. It is a mechanical, structured, tensioned medium. And as with all physical systems, we must ask, can it change state? Can it undergo transitions, compressions, fractures, or flows? UMH does not replace Newton, Einstein, or Schrödinger. It explains why they worked. It shows how classical mechanics, relativity, and quantum theory were brilliant models of behavior, now grounded in something deeper. What we once called space-time becomes not just a descriptive geometry, but a real substance, with tension, elasticity, and memory. We do not leave behind the physics we know. We finally understand how and why it worked all along. Section 12, A Grounded Universe, A New Perspective. This new model of reality, the ultronic medium hypothesis, does not break the world. It does not unmake your experiences, your relationships, or your memories. You are still here, just as you were yesterday. The apple still falls, the sun still rises. What has changed is not the universe itself, but the map we use to understand it. UMH does not unravel reality, it clarifies it. It shows us that we are made of energy, structured, vibrating patterns in a real medium, and that by understanding this foundation, we may one day learn to shape it more precisely. This is not an ending, but a roadmap to a new beginning, a way to better control our environment, to refine energy systems, to rethink matter in motion, not as accidents of particle theory, but as inevitable results of wave dynamics. One conceptual shift we may have to make is in our interpretation of possibility. The idea of a boundless multiverse filled with infinite outcomes may give way to something more focused. Rather than countless branching worlds, we may instead gain tools to engineer this one. No longer chasing alternate timelines, we can instead look toward concrete technologies. Teleportation via strain-based transfer, matter synthesis from coherent waveforms, faster-than-light bubbles through engineered tension fields. This doesn't make the universe smaller. It makes it knowable, navigable, and ultimately something we shape, not something we escape from. The universe is not collapsing into less, it is opening into more. The better we understand the medium we are made of, the better we will become at living, creating, and thriving within it. Conclusion, a new beginning. We do not end with answers, we begin with tools. A medium that sustains all form and motion is not just a theory, it is a foundation. With it, we may one day engineer matter, tame energy at its root, and guide motion not through force but resonance. The universe is not distant, it is made of the same thread we are, and we are just beginning to learn how to weave. For those interested in the rigorous derivations, simulations, and experimental proposals behind this model, see the full technical paper, The Ultronic Medium Hypothesis, Andrew Dodge.
Thank you for taking the time to join me in exploring the Ultronic Medium Hypothesis. I'm deeply grateful for your curiosity and attention. In a world overflowing with unanswered questions, I believe we each have the ability to seek understanding, to listen, to question, and to grow. As I often remind myself, we don't need a multiverse, we've got resonance.